Protestant Accountability, an Auspicious Development, Summary. This week's piece goes over how the launch of ProtestantAccountability.org marks an important development in efforts to understand, document, and prevent clergy sexual abuse outside the Catholic Church. While public attention over the last four decades has centered largely on abuse scandals within Catholicism, that focus reflects, in part, the institutional structure of the Catholic Church itself. With a global hierarchy headed by the Pope and an extensive administrative apparatus, it is relatively easy to identify lines of authority and responsibility. Many other religious organizations, both Christian and non-Christian, lack comparable structures, making it far more difficult to track abusive leaders or hold institutions accountable. Created with the participation of individuals associated with bishopaccountability.org, ProtestantAccountability.org debuts with a database of roughly 2,700 accused religious leaders from a wide range of non-Catholic Christian traditions. Its appearance reflects a growing recognition that clergy sexual abuse is not unique to any one denomination and that transparency is essential regardless of theological or institutional differences. The new database joins a broader ecosystem of accountability initiatives. Similar efforts already exist for the Catholic Church through bishopaccountability.org, while survivors of abuse at Orthodox churches are doing it through Prosopon. Similar efforts exist for other religious organizations, as the piece explains. Overall, the existence of these databases proves that sexual abuse occurs across religious traditions while also demonstrating the value of public documentation and survivor-led accountability efforts. One of the most significant contributions of such databases is their ability to illuminate institutional trajectories that would otherwise remain hidden. In the Catholic context, decades of work by survivors, journalists, and advocates have transformed bishopaccountability.org into a key resource for tracing the careers of abusive clergy and understanding how church authorities responded to allegations. The database has become especially valuable in cases involving priests transferred between dioceses, countries, or regions. The need for transparency is especially acute in Latin America, where many religious institutions continue to resist public disclosure regarding appointments, transfers, and disciplinary actions. While some countries have begun to acknowledge the importance of openness, meaningful access to information remains limited. In Colombia, for example, courts have recognized that clergy appointment records are essential for understanding the movements of accused religious leaders, yet significant challenges remain before such information becomes widely accessible. Opacity carries consequences that extend beyond individual cases. When religious institutions respond to allegations through secrecy, denial, or attacks on whistleblowers, they undermine public trust and damage their own credibility. Although clergy abuse alone does not explain broader patterns of religious decline in Latin America, it contributes to growing skepticism toward religious leadership and institutions. Transparency, therefore, serves not only the interests of survivors but also the long-term credibility of faith communities themselves. These concerns become even more important in highly decentralized religious environments, where authority is often difficult to identify. In many non-Catholic settings, leaders answer to few external authorities, while internal governance structures may be informal, hereditary, or opaque. The challenge facing ProtestantAccountability.org will be to document not only individual allegations but also the networks of authority and influence that allow abusive leaders to operate with limited oversight. One notable example is the inclusion of Nazón Joaquín García, leader of the Mexican-based Luz del Mundo Church. His presence in the database highlights both the possibilities and limitations of accountability efforts. Despite his conviction in California and ongoing federal case in the United States, the church's internal structure has shown little indication of removing him from his position or fundamentally reassessing its leadership model, while the Mexican government seems far from willing to go after other active predators in that religious organization. ProtestantAccountability.org currently provides information derived primarily from public legal proceedings, but its existence may encourage additional survivors, journalists, and researchers to contribute information and expand public understanding of abuse within the organization. Ultimately, the significance of ProtestantAccountability.org lies not simply in the names it contains, but in the culture of transparency it promotes. By documenting allegations, convictions, institutional responses, and networks of authority across religious traditions, the database offers survivors a chance to be heard and provides the public with tools to better understand patterns of abuse. Its emergence represents a hopeful step toward greater accountability in religious organizations that have often relied on secrecy rather than openness when confronted with allegations of sexual abuse, more so in countries such as Mexico, lagging behind when it comes to processing clergy sexual abuse cases.